Joining us now, he's the head golf coach of the Charlotte 49ers, Ryan Cabbage. Ryan, welcome back into the golf shop.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing good, man. How's it going? I mean, you guys have had some success this spring. Got a W up in Indiana. Good stuff, huh?
We did, yeah. We're the guys are doing very well. We still got some work to do coming up this week with our conference championship, and we're kind of on that NCAA bubble and some work to do, but. I think these guys are rounding in the form, and I think we're going to have a good week in Texarkana.
So what is it going to take for you guys to be out there in this tournament? I mean, where do you have to finish, you think, to get end up in the NCAA? Do you have to win it or no?
I'm not sure right now if we would have to win it. Obviously, if we do, that takes care of everything.
Right.
There are some, it's a pretty interesting situation with some teams that are ranked just ahead of us that have some issues with their 500 record, which is the first requirement for making the NCAA field. So I think that it could get down to we probably need to move up 3 to 4 spots. And I think at that point now we're in serious consideration. Could be the committee decision at that point, which you never want to put it in someone else's hands. But our goal and our objective going to Texarkana is to win and not have to worry about any committee decisions or anything like that. So, like I said, I think the guys, it's a unique format there in Texarkana with the match play, but I think our guys will be ready to go.
Yeah, you had a couple of after the win in Indiana, you came back here and you co-host the Irish Creek Intercollegiate. It's a tough spring. It's a tough schedule for these guys. I mean, people don't understand sometimes what golfers go through. I mean, we all know about basketball players and football players, but we don't find out about the other sports, how grueling it can be between travel and study and practice rounds and tournament rounds. Kind of give people a feel for what college golf's all about.
It's on the go all of the time, and a lot of times I know people they consider the other sports, which I completely agree with from the physical standpoint. Obviously, we're not playing football, we're not running and doing the things that basketball players are doing, but at the same time, the day to day stuff and kind of the mental grind, I guess, for lack of a better term. We've played with 3 freshmen all season in our lineup, and it's something that we've kind of had to watch for to make sure that there wasn't – I wouldn't call it burnout because they're passionate and they love what they do. But at the same time, you have to be mindful of that. And it's something that, especially for those 3 guys, it's something that they haven't been accustomed to experiencing. And as you mentioned, it's not just the playing golf. It's being on an airplane, getting back to campus at 11:30 on a Sunday evening, being in class, by 8 a.m. the next morning, to where those things over time kind of build up. And I gave the guys this weekend off to kind of recharge the batteries a little bit. And something as a coach you always have to be mindful of to make sure that the guys are fresh and that they're rested and ready to go mentally and physically as you lead into to events. And it's a challenge. We played Indiana, got back on Sunday night, and we were right back at it the following weekend, last weekend at Irish Creek. So it's certainly things to keep an eye on with the guys to make sure they perform their best.
Yeah, Coach, before we talk a little bit about recruiting and junior golf and a little bit more about what's going on out there at Charlotte, I mean, speaking of things that build up, I mean, you had a rainout day in Houston. How bad did the van smell?
It's one of those things when you're with a group of guys, those things are going to happen sometimes. but it's part of it, and it's part of the great stories that these guys will tell, years down the road, and the experiences, as I share with them a lot of times, they'll have great memories on the golf course, but the experiences and the memories that they'll carry with them, that they'll continue to tell for many years, are most likely going to come off the golf course, and we've had a few of those moments this year, so.
All right, so Coach, I got to ask you. You from your roster perspective, you talked about the freshmen that you're starting out there, but I mean, looking at your roster, you've got Seth Gandy from Huntersville, so local guy. I mean, James Medley from Alabama. You got Tyler Young from Kennesaw, Georgia. So we kind of understand that all right around the southeast in the area. Tell me about England and Ireland. What's going on? Do you have a pipeline, or what's happening?
Well, we're fortunate with Sam Hughes, our assistant coach. His father is the under 18 coach for the English national team, and so that helps to have a connection there. You know, and Sam knows a lot of the kids. Obviously, his father knows a lot of the kids as well over there that are, you know, highly ranked and you know, very, very well rated as junior players over there. I think the biggest advantage with Sam is not so much just the connection with the kids. It's the, I guess you could call it, the background information, the behind the scenes information that you can gather, you know, with the guys and you know, knowing who's going to be, you know, motivated, who's going to be passionate about what they're doing, who's going to do things the right way. So we're fortunate to have Sam in place, and he's doing a terrific job. You know, you look at the record of the guys with Mark and John and Connor and Maddie, you know, this year and the success that they've had and success that they'll continue to have. And our footprint, you know, for recruiting, as you mentioned, it will be guys, you know, from the southeastern part of the United States. And then we're going to recruit some international kids. And our program, even before I came to Charlotte, had some success with the international kids, and it'll be something that we'll continue to do. And you know, we've been fortunate to have a good mix with the success of the American players and the success of the international players as well.
Well, we're pleased to be joined by Ryan Cabbage, the head golf coach out with the Charlotte 49ers. And I'm curious, when you talk about recruiting, if you're a junior golfer out there, how do you go about getting noticed? And what kinds of things are you seeing from young people that are maybe doing things differently to catch your eye, or even shortcomings that if you're the parent of a young player or a young player who's thinking they'd like to play in college, things they need to work on in their game on and off the golf course to you know, increase their chances of being noticed?
The biggest factor that would go into being noticed is the opportunity to play, the opportunity for, you know, whether or not it's an event that we as coaches might be attending, just simply getting those results, you know, play as often as you can within reason, you know, from the financial side, and then also within reason of if you play every weekend, eventually you're going to wear down. It goes back to what we were talking about before, but try to play in as many events as you can. Because those results, and it's a result-oriented game, and that's something that we as coaches are always going to pay attention to. So try to get out there, even if it's on the local level, the regional level, the state level, you know, the kind of play where their abilities will allow them to play at this time and continue to try to get better. You know, as far as reaching out to coaches, you know, probably the biggest, and I don't know if I would call it a mistake, a lot of times it's just simply, you know, not knowing exactly how to go about reaching out to coaches and things. But we get a lot of emails. We get a lot of information from junior players with, "Dear coach, I want to come and play for your team, and I want to earn a scholarship on your team." The biggest piece of advice that I can give for players that may not be highly recruited right now is trying to find a connection, whether it's with me at Charlotte or whether it's another coach at a different school. Trying to find a connection there that's going to separate that particular player from another player. Because, like I said, we do receive a lot of, you know, "Dear coach, I want to be on your team," emails, letters, things like that. But if there's something on there that, you know, "I know this guy who used to play at your university," all of a sudden now I'm going to reach out and go, "Hey, what can you tell me about this guy? You know, coach, he's a fantastic kid. His grades are wonderful. He loves to play. He loves to practice. He's always at the golf course." That's going to be a connection there between that particular junior player and me that I might not get if I just get that kind of generic letter. So try to do something that's going to separate yourself, very similar to life in the real world. You know, trying to do something that's going to make you stand out from someone else. And then again, just the opportunity to go out and play and compete and try to beat as many junior players as you possibly can. And in this day and age, between social media and the internet and you know, the results, a lot of the junior golf programs do a wonderful job of sharing information with coaches from previous results and the weekend results and things like that. So if the kids are out there and playing well, coaches will take note.
You know, Mike, I always texted Ryan, and he would never tell me when the team was practicing so I could show up and try and compete.
We still have an open invite for that tryout.
Trust me, you're better without him. I am curious, though, the reality of youth sports and you know, specialization is a little bit different in tennis and golf and individual sports. But when you start talking about the reality of a college athletic scholarship, I think parents out there and grandparents and even the athletes themselves need a little bit of a reality check. I mean, if you're going to invest $10,000 a year to go and fly all over the country to play golf tournaments, you have to understand the reality might be, even if you're really, really good, that you might get $3,000 towards your education.
Right.
So there's not a return on that investment in the traditional sense, like a stock option. I mean, it can be a return on the investment in the moment. This is something we love to do with our child. But if you think it's going to come back to you in scholarship money or grant money, you're usually sadly mistaken.
Exactly. And that, you know, if there is, you know, from a parent standpoint, you know, and unfortunately we see this happen a lot. And I think you said it very well, and that they're looking at paying for this junior golf experience in return to get a college scholarship. You know, the advice that I give to parents is let that investment be on the experiences of your son or your daughter, and your experiences with them. And if that leads to a college scholarship, then that's fantastic. If it doesn't, you still always have those experiences of traveling with your son or your daughter to the events and watching them play, watching them hopefully do something that they really enjoy doing. Unfortunately, at times parents get a little bit overboard with the, I guess, their investment in the success of their child, which can sometimes cause some issues and you know, unfortunately kind of drive their son or their daughter away from the game rather than to the game. So, you know, let your son or your daughter, you know, enjoy that experience and be supportive as you possibly can to help them to chase their dreams. And hopefully that will work out, you know, in a scholarship if it does, or an opportunity at least to go on and further their golf career, whether it be in college or for some, you know, on into the professional ranks.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that, you know, if you look at the statistics right now, the average college athletic scholarship is still a little bit under $3,000 a year when you look at all sports across both genders. And it's a curious thing that I think sometimes we forget to make sure that we're finding a good fit for our kids. Find a school that they would be at, whether or not you have scholarship money involved or the sport involved or whatever. And I'm going to give you a chance to toot the horn for Charlotte a little bit. I went out to that campus for the first time in over a decade, very, very recently. And oh my gosh, it is unrecognizable. The construction that has gone on with Halton and the football stadium and all the new academic buildings and all the new dorms, where UNCC, when it was, everybody called it UNCC, was very much a commuter school. It's unbelievable. So, you know, I was sitting out there thinking, gosh, if I were a high school student now, I wouldn't be able to resist this place. So give us a little sense for what your story is to recruits when you get them on campus.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's such a, I guess, unknown, and I think the university and our athletic department is doing a terrific job of making it more known, making people more aware of what we have. We feel like if we get kids, you know, onto campus, you know, at that point, as you mentioned, the university itself, you know, it really is an easy sell. From the student union, our campus housing, you know, the athletic facilities that are continuing to be improved, you know, each and every day. It really is a beautiful campus, and there is a lot of wow factor there. You know, you look at a couple of the guys, you mentioned the international guys, and we've had some parents that came over within the last few weeks just to visit their sons. And they've seen all the pictures, but until you can experience it, until you can walk on that campus and you look around, you know, even the little things, the brick structure being consistent, you know, from building to mm-hmm. building. And it really is just a beautiful campus and a great place to go to school. I think you're starting to see now where it's a first choice school. for a lot of students, and you know, great opportunity to come in, get a great education, you know, on a beautiful campus, and have a great college experience.
All right, Ryan, before we let you go, you guys start the Conference USA Championship on Sunday, April 23rd. What's the schedule leading up to that? When you guys leave, when you get down there, practice rounds, kind of give us a feel as you head down there.
We will we'll get back, and we'll have 4 days of practice, Monday through Thursday, when the guys get back on campus after the weekend off. And we travel on Friday. It's a long week. For our conference championship, probably one of the longer weeks of the year in regards of actual travel time. But it's Friday travel, practice round on Saturday. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are stroke play days. And then we jump in. The top four teams advance to match play. And we have matches then on that following Wednesday. The difficulty with Texarkana, it's a fantastic golf course. It's just a hard place to get to. So we actually will not return back to Charlotte until Thursday. So it's, you know, 6 days of travel, which is a little bit uncommon for us. Most of the time, we're travel, you know, practice round, maybe 3 days of competition. We're back to Charlotte that evening. But this is a couple of days longer just because of Texarkana and getting there, and then of course with the match play, adding an additional day to it. But it'll be a great week. Like I said, it's a fantastic golf course. Two guys that will be in our lineup for this week, Tyler Young and Seth Gandy, have seen the golf course before as they played last year. Seth, this will be the third time that he's played Texarkana at a conference championship. And then we'll have the three freshmen that are it'll be new to them, but they'll adjust well. Like I said, I look forward to a really good week in Texarkana, and I think that we've got a really legit chance of winning a conference championship this week, and looking forward to the opportunity.
All right. Well, Ryan, man, we appreciate you coming on. Good luck to you guys, and we'll be watching.
Thank you so much. And, Greeny, that it's still an open invite now. Whenever you want to come and give it a go with the guys, just let us know. We'll make sure to book you a tee time with them.
Good enough. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you later.
Perfect. Thanks, guys. Have a good Saturday.